There are pretenders among us. People who have mastered the ability to hide their pain, failures, struggles, and inadequacies in life. People who have the ability to mask their imperfections through material wealth and careers. In the last 20 years, social media has exploded and incubated these pretenders to grow in number and attitude. But one day in 2016, one of these pretenders broke away. This is his story. Hi, and welcome to the show. My name is Jay, and this is the Pretender Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to listen to the latest episode of the Pretender Podcast on the AfriPods Network right here in Africa. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast network of your choice. If you're listening to me for the first time, I'm a regular guy just podcasting from Southern Africa and sharing my real life experiences with other people. My life is not perfect and neither is yours. I am a believer and a Christian, and that's what keeps me afloat. This doesn't shield me or give me any sort of immunity from the challenges that this life brings, but I have the greatest treasure in life, and that is hope in Christ. When all else fails, that alone is my solid ground to persevere through this life. What is your hope based on? Check out more of my other podcasts and see what I and some of my guests have been talking about, and hopefully you hear why you shouldn't give up in your life too. As we kind of wind down season one of the Pretender Podcast, I just thought that we should get closer to where we started from and get more to the core of why I started this podcast. And just in case from listening to my show so far, you are by chance misled into thinking that I'm a person who has it all figured out, or that perhaps I'm a privileged business owner with enough time on my hands to spend on a podcast, I just thought I might remind you why I actually started this podcast. And that is to speak out for people who, like me, have lived as pretenders. And there's so many of us out there. Who for a long time have lived the life of pushing personal struggles aside or down and trying to bob out the best look you can. Who have silently battled mental health, failure, but have made a hypocritical show of it by acting like it's all cool. You see, the reason I started this show is because I am the pretender. I am the one who lived such a life before, but I decided enough was enough for me. And I tell my story not because I've solved all my problems or that I've reached the pinnacle of Mount Everest, but I tell my story because I failed to climb Mount Everest, so to speak, and I'm okay with it. I tell my story because my failure still bothers me, but yet I'm more open about it. I tell my story because you can search for me and find that I'm a real human being living in spite of my failures. That little bit is not true. You may search for me and not find me, but I am a human being, a real one for that matter. I live in spite of my failures. I struggle with mental health and I've got lots of flaws. And you do too. Everyone has flaws. I do all this to show you that you don't have to hide from anybody because you're facing human challenges like everyone else. I decided to pop out of the fake life atmosphere I was living, trying to dress up and make sure that I look the part even when right inside I'm a mess. I tell my story because I believe as a Christian with my faith, there's long been a perception that Christians like me are somehow immune to real life struggles. And this false narrative makes many believe or many live in doubt of their own faith. Yet, if you look at Jesus, who is the center of Christian faith, he himself said, "In this world, you have trouble. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I mean, if he who lived this life as a God man say this world is full of trouble, then it clearly means that there's no one immune to it because he himself experienced it. So yeah, I'm a Christian and I have been depressed. I have mental health challenges and I have no shame in it whatsoever, whether of my faith or of my personal struggles. I am very much proud to stand out. Now, you may ask a couple of questions. Like, have I managed to overcome some things in my journey of life? Yeah, absolutely. Have I enjoyed some success? Certainly. But that doesn't make me gloss over the fact that success or having some success is part of being human too. You will have some success in one way or another in life. Do I have perhaps certain traits that help me along my journey or have helped me along my journey in my character? Yeah, I sure do. And so do you. Everyone has got that something that helps them in their unique journey of life. Like everyone has got their character traits and some of them to their own detriment, right? That help us along our journey or contribute to our downfall. For example, I have some resilience because basically I have no other choice but to push on, whether it's for my wife and kids' sake, whatever reason that keeps me going. I'm determined as well as driven, but still I find myself wanting to give up quite often. It doesn't matter that I have resilience, I'm determined, I still find times that I want to give up. But my point here is there are some traits that help me, and that's part of the value of my character. Some of my other values are that I'm honest because I don't really want to tarnish my reputation ever. It's a part of my brand, and I know it doesn't mean much in the economy of real life. It doesn't ensure or protect me against stuff that comes hurling at me. Like, things still crush me down. Honesty won't protect me all the time. But it's a value, it's a character. And sometimes, because of my honesty, people still take advantage of me. And ultimately, things will often fall apart still. Like any human being, I smile, I cry, I sleep, I wake up, I write, and I speak. I'm not really a philosopher, though I may seem calm and detached from my own problems when I speak about them. Deeply, I'm actually creaking, tearing apart within me. I'm fighting every step of the way not to create a facade, but I'm fighting to hold fort or keep it together, to stay afloat, to hang on, to stay alive. That's who I am. Everything I say, everything I do reflects my whole being. Sometimes I get it right, often I get it wrong. Sometimes I get it right and still life falls apart. Sometimes I get it wrong and life still falls apart. And I'm not preaching a way of life to others. I'm just preaching and speaking about my experience of not hiding my troubles or my trials or my flaws or my weaknesses, because that's easier to live a life where I don't have to hide from anybody. I don't have to impress anybody apart from the wife who I seem to have to impress every day. You know, but seriously, that burden is not for me. I gave up that burden. And part of it was through the process of just letting it all out there, putting it all out there on the podcast as well, speaking about it, writing about it. I know someone out there fighting to stay afloat in the face of mountainous financial challenges. You can place my name there. I know a man wanting to give his children a legacy without the wealth and estate to show for it. You can place my name there too. But listen to me. This isn't about me. There's someone, maybe a lady, hanging on in their marriage with kids trying to achieve their own personal dreams. I do this show for a person like her. There's a gentleman struggling to quit social media because they have to keep up an appearance. Otherwise, people will know he's not as successful as he shows out to be. I do this show for him. There's a pastor's son who has been judged harshly because someone expects pastor's kids to be a holy example. And he in turn thinks there's something wrong with him because he can't be that holy example. I do this show for them too. What about that corporate executive who hates their life, their work, and how it is keeping them from their spouse and family? But they love the perks that come with the job and they don't know how to break free. I do this show for them. There's a long list of pretenders all around us and all around you. And it starts with you. There's a pretender in you. There's a pretender in me. But I just exposed him on this show so you can too. This pretender quit his job, started a business, has suffered much loss, whether of faith, of child, of money, or of friends. The ups and downs have come, the hope of failure and the fear of the unknown. The truth, the pain, and the shame have all come in equal measure. But if that is what it has cost so far, it hasn't stopped him to show that once upon a time, he was the pretender. If you've listened to many of my shows, you've listened to many of my experiences, and maybe many of my guests, and still struggle to bring out or break free of your situation because you don't want A or B to know your real struggles, I have no solution for you, but just know that as a pretender, you still need to expose that person. Well, that does it for this episode of the Pretender Podcast. Please continue to send in your feedback on the contact provided on the episode notes. Please remember to rate and review my show. And if you don't want to miss an episode, bookmark it on Apple Podcasts or follow my show on AfriPods, Teacher, Amazon Music, Google for Android, Spotify, and you'll get notifications every time I post an episode. Thanks for listening. I'm out.